USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, well, they got to do their job.
I'm for it narrow or broader. I'm for whatever works that prevents the level of dysfunction we've seen on full display here the last month, and also doesn't bring about a view on the president's part that he needs to declare a national emergency.
Winter weather is hitting the country from coast to coast. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Nasty cold winter weather across the country, biting cold temperatures and blizzard-like conditions. Get this, minus 45 to minus 60 in Chicago and much of the upper Midwest. Snow could hit the south as well. Atlanta could also see snow, and the Northeast also expected to get hit with snow and ice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul spent a second day in a courtroom in his lawsuit against a neighbor who broke several of his ribs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The U.S. senator from Kentucky spending a second day of his trial in his lawsuit against his neighbor who tackled him outside his home, breaking several of his ribs in 2017. A radiologist who helped Senator Paul on and off the exam table after the attack testified that Paul was walking with what he called a grandmother's shuffle. The radiologist says Paul needed three or four times longer to get on the table than patients routinely do. Paul is seeking up to $500,000 in compensatory damages and up to $1 million in punitive damages against his neighbor, Renee Boucher, who tackled Paul while the lawmaker was doing yard work in the front of his Kentucky home.
Stacey Abrams will deliver the Democratic response to President Trump's State of the Union address next week. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
On December 22, 2017, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Job Act. As people are preparing to do their taxes, what are we seeing, though, regarding some of these new laws? Paul Hoffman is a certified public accountant. He tells you what the main things are you need to know moving forward.
It appears that approximately 70% of all taxpayers will pay less tax. I mean, keeping politics aside, that's what the initial indications are. People will get some nice benefits who have young children, as the child tax credit has been increased from $1,000 to $2,000, and that's for children under the age of 17. And the biggest thing this year under the new plan is what's called qualified business income deduction. It's very complicated to explain in a short interview, but basically, people who have businesses, or at least most types of businesses, will in effect get a 20% break on the taxability of their income. There will be some negative things, like the loss of some real estate taxes, and